G'day, Elspeth Retoe. I'm going to provide you with important information regarding exam paper of epidemiology, animal health. In this podcast, I will discuss composition of the final mark and type of questions that you will be getting in the exam paper. For the complete feedback on assignments, please refer to Tutorial Letter 201. The final mark you will receive at the end of the year comprises of year mark 40%, exam mark 60%. The exam paper will be 2 hours written out of 100 marks. The exam will consist of 20 questions that are either multiple choice or require you to give short answers. These types of questions cover the work of the entire module. Each multiple choice question are like those in assignment 1, 2, 3 and in the activities found in the notes. Each of these multiple choice and short answer questions will count 1 mark each. Therefore, use questions used in assignments in addition to those in the notes to test your knowledge. You will either be given a list of terms to explain or phrases with missing words that you must complete. There will be essay type questions where you will be expected to explain a certain topic in detail. Please use headings and subheadings in your explanation. You must be able to compile your own scientific table. You must also use a table when you are asked to compare two things. You will be required to draw a table and or label given diagram. Alternatively, you might be asked to describe what is happening in a given diagram. You should study all schematics indicating in your study guide to help you better understand the work. However, 2x2 tables are particularly important and you must be able to construct one and use it to answer questions related to specificity, sensitivity, proportions, prevalence and incidence of disease. There will be questions regarding you to do some calculations. These calculations will be similar to those in assignments. When answering such questions, it is important to show formula and the working of the question require you to do so. There will be questions regarding you to draw diagrams used to present data. It's like pie charts, histograms, bar charts, frequency polygraphs, frequency tables, epidemiologic curves. If you have not already started preparing for the exam, now is the time to do so. Set aside a time each day during which you are revise the work of this module. Please do not give vague answers in examination, but give facts and use correct terminology. The use of terminology is important as it indicates that you can speak the scientific language of epidemiology. Remember that generally, knowledge is not enough to pass the module. The only way is to study this hard and on a regular basis. Study one chapter at a time. First, read the whole chapter in order to give a holistic overview of the work covered by that chapter. Only then start studying the chapter, making summaries as you go along. Using the guidelines given in study guide, finally work through the chapter a third time until you know exactly what the content of the chapter is. Remember to use the activities to assess you to have an understanding of the different sections, topics and chapters. Make sure that you answer all the questions as there are no choices. Take note that questions continue to next page, so make sure that you turn all pages and continue until the end of the exam paper. I hope you enjoy the module and hope to see you in the next module. I wish you luck with the exam paper.